If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My name is Padraig and welcome to The Voice Note, the podcast where I ask and answer some very difficult questions, divulge over your responses and have an absolute scream along the way.
Hi all, Merry Christmas. Actually, can you even say Merry Christmas this far after Christmas? I don't know if you can or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. Merry Christmas. I hope you all had a lovely, lovely break, a lovely Christmas, and that it was as wholesome as it could be. Now, I'm a little bit sniffly, and it's not because I'm sick. It's literally because I was just out for a walk. Honestly, now, my only saving grace this Christmas is that I have 2 feet, because if I didn't get out for a walk, there was going to be war. But you know yourself, it's part and parcel of Christmas, isn't it? As I said, I hope everyone's having a lovely Christmas. I hope nobody's strangled anyone yet. And if you haven't booked an early flight out of your hometown to get away from everybody, well then, I'm coming in with this episode. I know it's late, but so are the three wise men. So what I'm saying is, pop the AirPods in, get out for a walk. It's my saving grace. It can be yours too, and I'll try and save some sanity before we have to go back to the grind in January. Now, my biggest issue, like, and I do this all the time, and it's silly, but I can't enjoy time off at all. Like, I can't wait for it to come. And then it comes and all I'm doing is waiting for it to be over. And, like, I have the fear now. Once Stephen's day was over, I had the Sunday fear about going back to work already. And I don't know if it's just me, but, like, I'm up the walls since Stephen's night because I'm, like, I've got that Sunday fear feeling and I'm going to have it for a week. And I do this all the time. I always spoil it for myself. Kevin Toomey always says to me, could you ever just enjoy the moment? Because, like, when we're on holidays and stuff, it's day 2 of 7, we'll say. And I'm like, I'm already dreading going home. And he's like, would you ever relax when you just arrived? But anyway, I'm going to try and get out of the funk of that because I still have a week left before we go back to work. My mum asked me, actually, what date I was back to work today. And it was the first time where I thought I was going to blow a fuse. Well, one of many, but this was the closest I'd come to it. Because the tears were just welling up in my eyes. And I was like, don't talk about that so soon. I was like, you're ruining Christmas. She was like, you need to chill out. So hence, putting a podcast on and getting out for a walk. Anyway, that's enough blabber. As I said, I'm here to save your Christmas. So pop in your headphones, get out for a walk, press play and listen to The Voice Note. But the thing is, usually I ask people who they are. Like, I can't ask you how you are because everyone's going to know we're living on each other's laps for the last week. So I don't know how to introduce you. So I was thinking something along the lines of, she's the tinsel tits that everyone wants on their Christmas tree. What do you think?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so she's the tinsel tits that everyone wants on their Christmas tree.
That's me.
Right, welcome back, Mom.
Thank you.
Now, it feels like it's been an age, but it's actually only been a couple of weeks. It was 2 months maybe.
Well, it's just nice to be famous.
Yeah, well, exactly. I was just going to ask, what's it been like since the last time we spoke on the pod?
I'm laughing my heart out. People think that it is brilliant. I didn't listen to it now yet myself, but I do intend to do it very, very short.
When I show you how to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
You haven't a clue.
Don't be making me out to be a dickhead now, like, because I'm no dickhead.
Come here. No, in fairness, now, like, we had a lovely response to it, didn't we? And I read some of the messages that people were sending out from the first episode that I put up with you, and it was lovely, like. It was lovely, wasn't it? Now,
yeah.
Now, it had gone to your head a little bit.
Well, you know, I mean, I was out now at a Christmas do one night and I met a few nice little girls.
No, context now, first of all. You were out in Murphy's Rock in Cork.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you met these girls in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then, so my mum's on the promo trip. She's like, do you know what? Now I'm going to go out into this bathroom where all the girls are hanging out. She knew my demographic and she decides she's going to tell them to listen to the podcast. Tell them what podcast you listen to.
Voice Code.
The fucking Voice Code.
Yeah.
It's called The Voice Note.
Well, I thought it was The Voice Code.
Yeah, but it wasn't anyway. So there's obviously this group of girls from Murphy's Rock looking for my podcast now and they haven't a clue what it is.
And they said they know him, PJ. I said, excuse me, it's not PJ. He's Padraig Wilson McGarty. Twas.
You should have just said, yeah. You should have just said, yeah.
I said to him, what I said was, you're thinking of I'm Grandmam.
Yeah. Well, at least you can get their fucking podcast correct.
They kind of said it to me. And I said, no, it's not that one.
Of course. It's
The Voice Code.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, they might hear it now. You never know. And if anyone's drinking a Murphy's Rock, you can let everyone know it's called The Voice Note. Okay, I'm going to have to get that. Voice Note.
Okay, all right, okay.
Now, if you'd listen to it, you might know. But it doesn't matter. Anyway. Big day in our house today.
Yeah.
It's the ban has been lifted.
RIP.ie.
So we started this thing a couple of years ago at Christmas time where I had to implement a ban on RIP.ie from 12 PM on Christmas Eve until the day after Stephen's Day because it was tragic.
There was a lot of people very sick. I won't say dying now, because that wouldn't be nice.
But like, Mom, there was people unwell and you were, instead of just finding out who they were, you were going on to RIP.ie waiting to find out that they were dead.
But sure, there's no echoes now.
Well, that's true, actually, in fairness. So anyway, we put the ban on, but in fairness, I could see she was starting to get withdrawals. So we've taken the ban off. But like, it's so funny because she thinks I don't know that she's absolutely on it all the time.
Like, did you think I was on it the other night?
I knew you were because, Mum, you're smuggling your phone around the place.
I was waiting for you to roar at me.
You were waiting for me to go to bed. I know you were.
Well, there's lots of things.
She's smuggling the phone around like it's contraband. but now it's back. The phone is back in RIP's. Actually, speaking of death, did you hear the old popes on the mouse?
Francis.
No, Benedict. And the reason I remember is because Eggs Benedict. Is it Benedict?
No.
But you should know.
Is he the fella that's saying no?
No. You know the fella before him is still alive.
I never know it.
Yeah, he's still alive, but he was too old. But they announced today that he's actually probably, I'd say there's only a couple of days left in him.
So Jesus help us. In all fairness.
But Mum.
Putting him in there at 80 years of age.
No, I don't want anyone.
They should be praying for a happy death.
They should be. And I'm not promoting death for anyone. Like, I'm not saying that I want anyone to die.
Absolutely
But there's
not.
Been nothing on the television that we could do with a break. Wouldn't it be lovely to be able to watch that footage for a day or two?
What?
The footage of the death on Sky News, like.
Of what death?
The Pope, Mum.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know. Fuck, that's depressing.
I know, but there's been nothing else to watch. You've been given out about it, and then it's left for me to check on Netflix.
Oh, I know. Only for that thing.
You know what, though? I actually have to say, Christmas isn't really Christmas without hearing about somebody that you've no connection to dying, since we put on the ban. Because you love telling me about people that you don't even know dying. And it's based off location.
I know what you mean.
What I'm saying is, you love going on to RIP.ie and telling me about people who are dead that you don't know or I don't even know them. You're like, there's someone dead there from Ballyfianne.
Oh, I know. But they could be in the Ballyfianne group that I'd be in. You know,
What group are you in on Facebook?
Yeah. Ballyfianne, long ago, I think.
But Mum, you're not even from Ballyfianne.
But I'd know people.
Yeah, you have your finger in every pie. Your fingers in every mince pie. Anywho. We had a lovely Christmas.
Oh my God, I have to say now, it was really, really lovely.
And we haven't killed each other yet?
No, only about once or twice.
Well, it was the first day I came home from Dublin. that was the first time where I thought, would I actually love to have COVID again this year and be in my room by myself? Or would I prefer maybe a Christmas on my own in Dublin? Because I wasn't in the door and you're at me.
You mean you miss jingle tits, is that what I am?
No, do you know what it was?
And all the merry balls.
My mom.
Stop.
You're being vulgar now.
We have a tree full of balls.
Yeah. Anyway, what it was, do you know, like, so my mom was going out the night that I arrived home from Dublin. I'd been out the night before, so I was wrecked. And I drove the whole way down. And she was like, will you drop and collect me over to my aunt's house? And I was like, yeah, no bother. Now, I didn't want to do it, but I was like, look, it's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, I'll do it, because in fairness, you do it for me.
You was hungover. Go on.
I was hungover, like, yeah, yeah, I was. Do you know what it is? Like, for as long as I'm on this planet, my aunts have lived in the same place.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm almost 30 years driving to the same, if not driving.
I know what you're going to say.
A passenger to the same destination.
Go on,
right?
Go on, yeah.
We hadn't pulled out of the driveway and she started directing me to go to the same place that I've been going to since I was a child.
Yeah, but there's some of the roads closed now.
Mom, it doesn't matter. Like, I've been living in Cork for years. We've been travelling the same road. I'm sure I would have found it. So we weren't halfway there and I asked her to take a vow of silence, didn't I? I was like, honestly,
did,
now
yeah.
You've got two options here. One.
Not that nicely,
one,
but...
In the nicest way possible. It was for your own safety.
Oh yeah, go on.
And I was saving Christmas. I was like, you either get out now and walk or else just don't speak.
Yeah.
So we drove about another 200 metres and the next thing it was, you're in the wrong lane. I was like, I'm actually going to keel over. I couldn't believe it.
I had it out of my mouth before I realised what I
know.
Said.
And I looked over and I could see because you nearly, the colour drained. The colour drained from your face.
Oh, fuck it. We're dead. I'm dead. I'll never get out
of
the
groves. But I got you there. And then on the way home, you had a few too many in you, so you didn't even know where you were going. So there was no rush
to I relaxed.
Yeah, you relaxed. Yeah. You could have been going anywhere. We had a lovely few days in Dublin as well. I brought my mum up to Dublin.
Oh my God, lads. It was magical.
So my thing was, we didn't really have much of a Christmas the last 2 years because of COVID. So, well, no one did. But like, especially because we had it. So I was like, you know what? We'll make some memories. And that was kind of like what I was going to give you for Christmas this year. So we went up and we went for dinner in Hangdyes Gorge, wasn't it?
Yeah, was that the Chinese place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went...
We had a drink.
Well, we went to Neary's for
in
a drink.
Neary's, yeah.
And we did the Christmas markets and the piece de resistance of it all. We went to the Toy Show musical.
Brilliant. And I have to say, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it.
Now, before we get into the Toy Show musical, I have to just give a disclosure. I was a child actor.
Yeah.
Right? So I do feel as though I'm in a position to be able to comment.
Oh, yeah. But right? I am too.
Mom, you didn't go to one of my shows as a child.
I did.
You went to two, maybe.
I did.
You hated them.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, what I will say is, right, it's getting a lot of heat in the media. And if they had another year of rehearsals, they'd be fine.
Well, I suppose... I enjoyed it because it was all the atmosphere of the day that we had, and you know, it was the places that I've never been in Dublin, and you know that four courts
you're talking
25th of December, your man is walking.
Oh yeah, no, you're talking about City Hall. You know, City it's Hall. The Guinness ad. You notice this straight away from the Guinness ad, yeah, the City Hall. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, do you know what it was? And I will say, and I'm not just saying this, the kids were incredible.
They were, oh my God.
Like, the talent of the kids in that show was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And I'd say if they had another week on them, the whole thing would have been so clean, but it was just a bit all over the place. God help us, there was this one part. They had to stop the show halfway through because, and I don't know if should I be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. There was a boy singing, and like, he suspended up high on a bed, and he was brilliant. And then they brought the bed down, and the adults went to unhook the bed, but they never unhooked the back left bedpost.
Yeah.
So the bed took off into the air up on one leg, flopped the child onto the ground. The whole place was like, except for you and me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. And you were like, oh, Jesus Christ. We thought he was dead. The house lights came up, the stage lights went down, and everyone was just like, what's after happening?
He handled it very well.
But honestly, though. No, the adults were shouting, like the stage crew were shouting, but this child just got up, ran off, then they stopped the show for like 15 minutes and then he came back on and started again.
Not a bother. And he's so sitting on the bed.
Good. It was so good now, in fairness. But like, in fairness, the
singing.
Yeah. The director did say that they'd been plagued with like really bad luck, like, and that nothing was going their way. But like, also, he came out at the start and said that. So I was in my element because I was looking for mistakes then. So when there was something happened stage left, I was watching stage right being like, what's going on back there? But the singing and the talent and the kids especially were on.
I have to say, no, I really enjoyed it.
I did too. I don't think it deserved half the heat. I think what it is because it's RT and it's taxpayers' money. And if an RT are spending our money on something, it needs to be very good.
Yeah, but I tell you now, honestly, I enjoyed it.
I know, Mum, but not everyone enjoys those kinds of
things. Yes. Know what I mean? Yes.
Do you know what my favourite part of Dublin was, though?
Wow.
We got off the Lewis in Abbey Street, right? And we walked up to O'Connell Street. And I went to you and goes, there's the spire now. And she was like, what's that? And I was like, Mum, it's the spire. And she's like, where? And I was like, the big silver thing in the middle of the street. And she's like, what's that for? You had Mum, did you not know what the spire was?
No, I still don't know.
No, you. What did you think the spire was for?
I thought it was a mast for 3G.
My mum thought it was like a mast for like telephones and whatever.
I did?
No, Mum, the spire is a landmark in Dublin. Like, it's one of the most iconic landmarks in the country. She looked at it and she nearly spat in it. She had no interest in it.
What beauty is looking at that?
Mum, all the Dublin heads will be down your throat now. You won't be able to show your face in Dublin now again.
I don't care. I don't care.
It's because it's not in Cork. If it was in Cork, it'd be lovely. My original plan was that I was going to have, we're going to make mulled Coors Light for tonight and drink it, but Mum, I couldn't.
Stop it.
I couldn't look another drink.
What would you mulled Coors Light?
I don't know. I'd look up a recipe, like, but I couldn't look another. I'm pickled, are you?
From what?
From drinking.
Really.
You could have another one.
I was thinking of having Coors Light tonight.
She took a night off. Yeah. No, we're not getting into the Coors Light now.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But they did send us some lovely bits. They sent you some lovely bits.
I was absolutely shocked.
But,
shocked.
Yeah. No, it was lovely, lovely. And she hasn't taken them off since, and I'm going to have to burn them. But, no, I'm do you know what? I'm actually going to.
I'll have you up in our tip, RIP.
I'm actually going to state it here now because I'm going to hold myself accountable. I'm doing Dry January.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to. I can't look another drink. Do you know, it was like, it was just the lead up and it was so busy and everything. And then went out for a few drinks on Christmas Eve with the usual crew, my gang from Cork. And then, like, I only had a few. But then I came back and my mum and dad were having a few. So I drank 8 cans of Guinness back here. Then I was like, whoa! The next morning I woke up and I was like, that's it.
Well, I was shocked because I said to myself, he'll never put in that turkey, you know.
Tomorrow.
Oh, Sacred Heart.
And then
Jesus.
I woke up on Christmas morning and there was no presents laid out because I was the last one to go to bed.
Stop.
You never laid out the presents.
I did. One of them.
No, Mum, you came down the stairs and you goes, where are the keys to the car? The air fryer was out in the boot. Now, bearing in mind, my mum, and I mentioned this previously, had bought me an air fryer for Christmas.
Not me.
Well, no, my sister actually bought me an air fryer for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because she's coming back next year. Now, they wanted to get two, but they couldn't get two, so they got one. And then Christmas morning, I was like, yeah, it's lovely. And then she goes, yeah, that's for here now. That's for this house. So essentially, they bought themselves an air fryer because I don't even live in this county.
Well, like, I mean, if I get another one on offer, I'll get one.
But what's the point in giving me the air fryer for Christmas if you're just going to take it back off me again?
Just to have something there, Miss Auntie.
She didn't even wrap it.
I
sat there Christmas morning watching my dad open presents.
I know, but I did too. And I opened my own presents and we listened.
And she opened her own presents.
Santa was very, very good to me. I got the most magnificent runners that I wouldn't pay them out. And I can imagine how much
and they cost. And we're sorting out for going to Australia. She's going to Australia. This is the big exposing now. She's heading off on her holly bops.
Woohoo!
My sister Patrice and my brother-in-law Tig are building a new baby.
Yeah.
And the baby's coming soon. Well, in 2023. So my mum's going over and I'm going to be little orphan Annie for 6 months. Now, it's about 5 months. In fairness, like, she's going over for 5 months. Now, I think personally it's rude.
Why?
But like, what am I supposed to do for 6 months?
Stay in Dublin.
I know, but Mum, honestly, now, like, when I come home for self-care, you're here to do my washing.
Oh yeah, chief cook, battle washer.
You haven't stood at that cooker once all Christmas.
I did.
When?
When I was lighting a fag. Behind your back.
Yeah, but I certainly didn't stand that. If I saw you standing at that cooker now, I'd burst into flames. But yeah, she's heading off to Oz, so we're looking after her for going over there on the Hollybops too, so.
Yeah, that's me.
Do you know what? I don't mind her going. I hate to see you go, but I'd love to see you leave. Come here. Speaking of Christmas Eve drinks. Now, there's so many people far and against Christmas Eve drinks, but we've always done it in my gang. But like, we're home and all for 10:30 because the pubs are closed.
Gee, yeah.
But come here, did I ever tell you the story about Louisa Hurley on Christmas Eve? A couple of years ago.
No.
This is brilliant. This is my favourite Christmas Eve story ever, right? So we'd always go down around, you know, six or seven, and we get a few drinks in before, you know, the pubs close Christmas Eve. But Louise's daddy had a pub, had a bar. You know Louise, you know, obviously.
I do, yeah.
He had a bar on the north side, and she used to go over there first. She's there all day, but then she came over to us in Jono's and Douglas, which is like her usual haunt. She's locked. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember she was staring at the gin and the fairy lights were on. There's nobody home. Right? So anyway, that was grand. Anyway, we're all there having a few drinks. Louise is swinging out of a gin. And then the next morning, the group chat's going off. Like, it's like, Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Hope everyone has a great Christmas. Enjoy your day. And Louise was like, what the fuck, girls? And we were like, what? And she's like, I just woke up with 14 grand in my handbag. Right, so her entire Christmas day was consumed with the fact that she had come home from the pub with 14 grand and had no idea, because she's locked, where the 14 grand came from.
Oh my God.
We were all freaking out because we were like, oh my God, you're after taking 14 grand from something. And then I was like, what? She didn't have a clue what was after happening. She didn't know whether she'd gotten into, like, her aunt had collected her and brought her home. So she knew she went straight from the pub home, but she's like, how did I get 14 grand into my bag without realising it? And then we were convinced that someone was after planting it and that the guards were going to come in and arrest her, and that it was drug money.
What?
But it was actually the takings from her dad's bar. He'd asked her to take it home because she was going home first.
Oh,
she completely forgot about it. And then she woke up the next morning with 14 grand, but she never said it to her dad because she thought she was going to get in trouble. So she spent the whole of Christmas Day in bed freaking out, because she thought she was after robbing or acquiring 14 grand from somewhere. And I tell you now, and then every Christmas since, we text her and we say...
And did she say it to anyone?
She told us, but she couldn't tell anybody else. And then her dad was like, what's the story with the money from the till? And she was like, thank fuck. Because she texts us about 9 o'clock on Christmas night. And about 9 o'clock, she was like, guys, it was my dad's till money. He'd given it to her to take home safely because he didn't want to leave it because the pub was closing for a few days.
She locked.
Locked. Now, the 14 grand could have went anywhere. But I'm telling you now, every Christmas morning now we text her and we're like, how much grand last night? She's like, nothing, thank God.
I'd say she get nothing anymore from him.
No, you wouldn't want to.
I know nobody would like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Now, you did get runners. I got your runners for Christmas. Yeah. Now, we had a few days in Dublin, got her a lovely pair of runners. Now, she's no intention of going for a walk, but anyway. My mom's thing is, what you always have to do, my mom and everyone will know this, is you present her with the receipt first. You don't ever give my mom a present without the receipt, because she's brutal. She hates getting gifts unless she's decided what she wants in advance. What's that
brilliant
about?
And do not, anybody out there listen to me now, do not give me a Kilkenny fucking gift.
Mom, there'll be people from the Kilkenny shop listening now.
I don't care.
No, do you know what it is? It's just she always gets the same old shite.
A little heart with another little heart. A bracelet with hearts. I don't
not
know.
Not a fan of the of that stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
No, but in fairness now, if I went and I swam down to the bottom of the ocean and I got the heart of the ocean with my bare hands, you'd throw it back in rather than just wear it.
I'd take it back and get a refund.
She's brutal. Now, on that, right, we do have an agreement. We're like, oh, look, if we don't like the present, just bring it back.
Brilliant, yeah. Because it's always had that.
Yeah, in fairness, and we're both very good like that. Now, my favourite is the year, my mum's friend, who is my Aunt Catherine, right? She's my non-blooded aunt, but she's more like a best friend.
Jesus, don't.
And she's so good at Christmas. All the time. Birthdays, Christmas, all the time.
Yeah.
She'd do anything for anyone, especially for us.
Yeah.
And she came over. Like, she used to come to our house every year for Christmas. She hasn't been here this year. But she came over, like, the 2 days before Christmas with Christmas gifts for all of us. And we were like, oh my God, Catherine, that's so lovely. And, like, we opened them in front of her. And the next thing, my mum disappeared for, like, 5 minutes.
I was after forgetting, go on.
She'd bought nothing for Catherine. So she ran up to the attic to find something to give her, right? Found something that was already in the gift bag, brought it down.
Perfect. And perfect.
Yeah. She's like, this is perfect. Now she'll love it. So comes down the stairs.
I didn't expect her so early. And I was going to go out the following day. And, well, Christmas Eve. I don't know what
Mum, you would have been better off saying nothing and just saying, I didn't get you anything yet. I'll get you something next week. Because what happened was she came down with the exact same gift that Catherine had given her last year. So Catherine had gone out of her way, given her a gift last year. My mum was like, I'll re-gift that next year.
I was all delighted with myself.
Brought her up to the attic, found it, forgot that Catherine had actually given it to her.
To me, yeah.
Came downstairs and handed it to Catherine. And I clocked it straight away. I knew exactly what was after happening. So when Catherine opened it, I could see her face drop and she looked at me and she's like, don't say anything now. And I was like, I have to say it. I can't. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I goes, Mom, Catherine gave you that last year. Well, I thought you were going to die.
I tell you now, I nearly died.
I thought you were going to pass away. It was the most.
And it wasn't even. It was never opened. Like.
No, it was never opened. It was a lovely Christmas decoration.
I have to thank her for the beautiful present I got.
So it's safe to say she's not the greatest with the gifts.
Desperate to the world.
Desperate. So if you're ever looking for a gift, don't ask her.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no point.
Absolutely.
Another thing she got me this year. Now, this is chronic now. So my mum has this thing, right, where you can't sit in our couches at the moment. Or if you go into my room, it's like a winter wonderland, right? So she gets us new bedding every year for Christmas. And she's like, what do you think of the bedding? After I came home, and I was like, it's actually really cosy bedding.
No, yeah.
It's really cosy bedding. Tell them about when you got the bedding, mum. Tell them. I'm sure they'd love to hear.
Well, it was the day before he came down. And I went out to Dunn's in Bishopstown. And the one that I wanted was gone. So I had seen it on the bed out in Douglas Court. So anyway.
So she's out in Dunn's now, right? And she sees this bedding on the display model.
So I went out anyway and I picked your man. He's a tall fellow out in Dunn's. A lovely fella now. Come here. I want you. So how you make my Christmas now. Oh, anything. Yeah, go on. I said, see that thing there in the bed? That cover? I want that. No problem. Here we are, the two of us. Over onto the bed,
now,
taking off the quilt cover.
I assumed she would have bought the same one, like in a packet, but no, they stripped the bed in the middle of Dunn's.
Yeah. And next thing, your man, another manager, comes over and says, yeah, all right, there. So I'm testing the bed there with him. I'm hoping Santa will come.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, anyway. Run.
I was thrilled with myself, so anyway. And the next thing, there was a big hole in it. Oh, fucking hell.
So she brings the bedding home. She buys them.
I got a fiver, a mangy fiver off the fallout and duns for it.
Right, that's not the thing. I was like, what you do then? She goes, I brought it home and I sorted it out. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I sewed the hole in it. And I goes, and then what did you do? I put it onto your bed. So she went out to Dunn's. bought the thing that was been on the bed for over a month. The display model. Just thinking of all the manky children now that have been sewn off that
bed.
Well,
you weren't low, sitting it? I said that to
Mum, that's the biggest load. Mum, I've often, when I've been hungover and out shopping with you, lay down on a bed like that.
I know, yeah. I know.
And So she didn't even wash the thing. And here I am sleeping in it for about 3 days.
What do you think of it?
It's lovely, but it was reeking.
Imagine, Santino.
She also, my mum went out the day before Christmas Eve to get her last few bits. And if anyone's from Cork, there's a fella at the start of Opera Lane with panpipes. Right? So I've never in my life seen anybody buy anything off this man. Now, he plays the panpipes. He's the type now that you'd go down to Bantry during the summer and he'd be at the markets, like, you know what I mean? He goes everywhere.
Oh, never knew that.
Yeah,
right.
He's always there. Sure, he'd be saluting me. He sees me so many times because I'd be down at the markets in Bantry.
Stop it,
so,
Patrick.
Anyway, your man plays... Now, he's very good, don't get me wrong. But who is playing CDs in 2022? Anyway, so she decides to buy two of them. I'd say your man nearly dropped because he couldn't believe someone was actually buying one off him. And she wrapped him and gave him to my dad for Christmas. Now, I don't know where he's going to play it because he doesn't even have a CD player.
Are you sure he has in the car?
He doesn't, Mum.
That the little disc you slip in.
Mum, they don't have CD players in cars anymore.
I have one, I think.
Well, yeah, well, your car's from 1982. Well, you could play it in your car, maybe. It's called Romantic Melodies on the Panpipe. We don't need a reenactment. You know what? I suppose it's the thought that counts, isn't it? Now, as well, we burnt about 800 calories inside the town that day, dodging the share collectors. But see, we'd given the money the day before and then the sticker fell. Like, if you were from Cork, you know the best thing that you can do is just give the money at the start of December and then all you have to do is wear the same sticker and they leave you alone because once they see the yellow share sticker, you're grand.
Yeah, but they fall off your
now,
coats.
Now, in fairness to them, Mum, they must be making a fortune. They have a thing that you can tap your card now anymore because before you'd be like, oh, I've no change. Now you can tap their card.
Dick.
When you're going over the bridge into town, there's a fella, in fairness to him now, like, he's got a prime position because there was traffic, so the cars are stopped. So he knocks on the window and asks you to donate to share. They're all students, like. But then the second day, we went into town the next day, and he did the same thing to me. What did you say to him again?
I said to him, come here. Do you see my face? I said, how many times am I after giving you something? Give us an old tag there, because I said we'd be demented.
She wanted a sticker for free, and she goes, he goes, ah, come on, if you're able to drive a car, you can afford a few quid. And she just goes, you've been broke.
Oh, but I was after putting in 2 fivers.
Yeah, no, I'm fair. That. I know we'd given them money, in fairness. Oh, not, yeah. Not that day. Yeah. Also, the no change excuse is gone. Now we can't use that anymore.
What's that?
You know, you'd be like, oh, I've no change. What? But now, because you can tap your card.
Tap the cards.
It's a little machine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's brilliant. So in fairness, it's genius. So they're making a fortune.
I be tapping no cards. Let me assure you of that. I hate them things.
My mum thinks that if she taps the card, she's going to get ripped off.
Oh yeah.
You're not, Mum. It's the same thing. My mum is also notorious for losing cash.
Jesus mercy.
You could, like, she'd come out of the post office and she'd be walking down the road and there'd be 50s flying everywhere.
I know, yeah.
I'm like, would you just use the zip? Now, the next part, and we're going to finish up soon.
And that note, stuff the turkeys home with fivers, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, if you want more.
Come here, did I tell you about the girl that got on to me about your IBS?
What's that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
How about that?
Well, I had to tell her, no, you didn't, but you farted so many times in the first episode that they actually did.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. I have to apologise. I didn't realise that she'd hear that.
On the microphone?
Yeah.
Well, you know now, there's been no fart so far. Don't try. Don't try. The next part of the podcast, I just want to say is, I just want to put out a little disclosure that if there's anyone listening at home, young ears listening at home, so if anyone's listening with kiddies in the car or whatever like that, first of all, why? And second of all, I don't want them to hear the next part of it. So turn it off now, because I don't want to be held accountable for ruining anyone's Christmas. Mom, you made me some fool of a child.
Why?
Because you think you would have told me about Santa earlier.
Padraig, you were so afraid of him. You were so into him. I swear to God,
Daddy,
do you know?
Daddy Minolog.
5 o'clock on Christmas mornings when you went to sleep.
I couldn't. I was so engrossed in the whole Christmas magic, right? And I think that's probably why he's a bit thick when I came to finding out about Santa. But, like, there was... We live in Douglas. We're very close to the Cork City football grounds, right? And they've got, like, big lights. Like, what are they? Floodlights. They've got floodlights. And on the top of the floodlights, there's little red... lights. So when the floodlights are off, they're obviously still visible if there's anything flying. I don't know what they're there for. And they're there all year round. But every Christmas Eve, when I used to see those lights, I was convinced it was Rudolph's nose.
Yeah.
And I used to be in such a panic to get home, because we'd be coming back from the pub or whatever, and I'd be freaking out that the Rudolph was there waiting. I thought he was stationary in the sky, waiting to land on our roof.
Oh, Padraig, you were frantic. I have so many pictures of you outside the box of Santa with Patrice and myself.
Yeah, I know.
On the 24th of December.
I was 10 before I could actually go in and into Santa's house.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Now, that was you, because you always used him as a threat. Santa, it'd be the middle of July, Santa's watching you.
I know, yeah.
And then, like, everyone knew. Like, God love Kevin. Me and Kevin have been best friends for years as children. And he knew, I'd say, 5 years before me. And he said that he had to keep up the facade. I'm actually convinced that Kevin's such a good actor is because he had to pretend to me that Santa was real for so long.
Well, you were a bit of a dope, right, I think.
It was actually the summer that I was going in. Now, I believed in it, but my mum my mum wanted to keep going for as long as you possibly could. So what you had told me, the last part that I remember was you had told me that he doesn't go around in a sleigh, but the elves deliver it via van.
And that you still write your list.
And that you make a small contribution towards it, but Santa makes all the presents. This is what was going on now, to just to prolong the inevitable, right? And it was summer when I was going into first year.
Because you were traumatised. There was no Santa there.
It was the summer going into first year when I found out for certain. And yeah, we were driving down from Dublin in the car. My sister just turns around to her and she just goes, "Mom, you can't let that child go into first year." So then she told me in the car, and then I was just sitting in the back of the car for 2 hours trying not to...
Traumatised.
And then anytime that year, anytime a Christmas song came on, or anytime a Christmas movie came on, I couldn't listen or I couldn't watch it. I was choking it. Choking.
You were heartbroken.
But in fairness though, we still try to make it magic, don't we?
Oh God, yeah.
And like, hopefully next year now, my sister and my brother-in-law will be back with the kids and we'll have Santa back in the house again. Which
absolutely.
I'm living for. I can't wait for that. It'd be so lovely.
But we had a lovely Christmas Eve now.
No, we did. We always do.
Christmas Day.
It's been nice and chill.
What a dinner, guys. Anybody looking for a chef?
Yeah.
My little elf.
Have we mentioned that before, that I do the Christmas dinner?
You started when you had no money.
Yeah, so my original gift to my mum when I was a teenager was I'll make the Christmas
dinner. Absolutely,
yeah. That, because my mum also starts cooking the Christmas dinner 4 or 5 days in advance and it's rotten. So I was like, I'll do, because in my house it's quiet on Christmas Day. Like, we don't do much, all of our visiting is before and after.
Well, we've all the preparations done for the dinner and things like that.
So
you know?
Christmas Day is pretty casual in my house, like, so
I would be so hungover we couldn't drink.
No. So, and we had the dinner about 5 o'clock because it's about the first time we were able to eat.
And we used to have game of cards and everything.
Ah, yeah.
And games, you know.
Yeah, no, my mum wouldn't do anything with you now, though. Now, another time that I nearly killed you was yesterday. So I was out in Stevens's night, as usual. I actually went to see the panto, because Kevin's in the panto, myself and PJ went to Beverly. It was mad. So we walked in, it was like walking into our own wedding, because everyone we knew was in there. Like, loads of the gang from before, when we used to do shows, were all just happened to go the same night. So
were they all home from wherever they
were?
Yeah,
like everyone was back from everywhere. Like, there was a few back from London, a few back from Dublin.
Tinsel Tits wasn't there, come on.
No, Tinsel Tits didn't make the panto this. We'll bring an extra. But it was lovely, because we were able to catch up, and then it was like, everyone had nothing else to do. So instead of, like, it was meant to be just me and PJ going, and then it ended up being this huge gang, as Kevin was in the panto, a couple of the crew from the panto came out with us.
That was lovely.
We had a roiler of a night.
Brilliant.
But then I was obviously a little bit worse for wear the next day. And, you know, at Christmas time when everyone calls, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a straight person kind of thing. I don't know. But what's the story with people calling unannounced?
That never happens here.
Well,
like,
no, Mum.
It does happen, but we
people
don't.
People need to know to ring in advance. We called over to Catherine's on Christmas Day to say hello, like, or whatever. And I was like, we were outside our house, and I was like to my mum, I was like, did you ring her, tell her we were coming? And she's like, no. And I was like, close the door of that car and ring her now.
I never did it before.
I was, we are not arriving on Christmas Day.
I know,
unannounced. So that's my thing, I have to ring ahead. But like, obviously everyone was calling that day. And also, it's been why we've been waiting to record the podcast for so long. It's because every time we went to record it, someone was calling. But anyway, people were calling unannounced all day. And then finally, about 4 o'clock, I emerged. I was like, I'm not dealing with anyone today. So I emerged to my room and I came downstairs and I turned on the telly. 3 minutes later, my mom came in, swipes the remote control out of my hand, and then sits down to watch Judge Judy. I actually thought I was going to vomit.
Padraig, there was nothing.
I know, but Mum, I'd rather watch Pain Troy. I can't stand that programme.
But you mightn't just say it to me.
I did. I goes, I'll have to go now because I can't stand that programme. And then you go, this is what you always do. Do you mind, love?
Well, you know, I don't know. I thought you'd be lonely in here.
No, do you know what I've decided? What I'm going to do for now is just remove myself from the situation, do some breathing exercises. So I come back then way more relaxed. I was saying in the intro about when you asked me today when I'm back to work and I nearly jumped down your throat. It's far too soon for that conversation.
Oh, God, help us.
Right, we're going to call it a day.
Well, now you must tell him how you were so good to me with my hair.
Oh, also, I did my mum's hair over Christmas because no one else could do it for her and it's gorgeous.
I'm telling you.
Jack
I'm
of
like,
all trades. Honestly, mum, wouldn't you hate if I was straight and I wasn't able to do your hair?
I don't care what you'd be. You'd still be able to do it.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't do it.
Well, it was like this. He saved me €100.
And another gift. I'm saving you a fortune.
I know, you're very good to me.
Well, we've the scraps of the ham left now and my mum isn't going to do anything with it, so I'm going to cook dinner again tonight.
Well, I don't mind because if you want to do it, there's no problem there with tintle
well,
tits.
Well, if I didn't do it, we'd be starving. Right, Mum, thanks for so much. I don't know now when I'm going to be able to get you back on again because you're going to be an Oz.
Ah, well.
But I'm going to keep trucking on and we could do a Zoom one and you could tell us all about your Oz adventures.
I'd love it.
But
I'd love it.
Definitely when you come back, you come on again and we can have a chat about like all you got up to and stuff like that.
Oh my God, I can't wait because it's going to be an adventure like.
Yeah, and we can discuss all the trauma that I've gone through without you.
Jingle bells, Batman smells.
Right, go on.
Robin laid a load.
Now, as you... what? Yeah. Give me a hug. I love you.
I love you too,
thanks,
sweetheart.
Mom. Thanks. I'll say goodbye to everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry New Year, everybody. From Tinsel Tits.
Well, she's only buzzing for herself now after that. She's going to get weeks of mileage out of that one, and I know she is. The thing about my mom is, she could do a masterclass in improv if she knew what improv was. Like, she just came in there, and I was like, come here, will you do the podcast with me this week? And she's like, yeah, no bother. And then she came in, and we just recorded, and that was it. And now she's gone out again, like. She's brilliant. It's why we love her. Anywho, that's the end of episode 4. And my last podcast of 2022, I won't be posting a podcast on the next scheduled release date. I'm taking about 3 weeks to gather my thoughts. And we're going to elevate this and we're going to bring it into 2023 with us. Thanks so much for listening as always. In the meantime, you can reach out to me on my socials. My Twitter, my Instagram and my TikTok are all Padraig_WMC. And I'd be forever grateful if you could give me a rating or a review. Thanks so much, everyone. I hope you all have a brilliant New Year's. Keep her lit now. The holidays are still here and we'll worry about January when it rolls around. But for now, thanks as ever for listening to The Voice Note.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.